Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Owen Tab is back in the room and welcome to another episode of the Snugcast. It's me, Owen, with the boys again, and nobody else is here.
Yeah. No one else.
There's definitely not a woman from Kerry sitting alongside us, very shy. Thank fuck you're back, by the way.
Oh yeah, no.
I fell to pieces in the last few episodes.
It's been a month, basically,
since we've been on, because we missed a week as well.
So it's me, DJ is here, as you heard his voice, and Simon Calhoun, the Realist Doctor. How are you getting on, kid?
Oh yeah, not too bad, thanks.
This is our formal episode.
Simon's still in work mode, even though he was off work today. I mean, shit, we're recording at the weekend.
So we're in Phil Grimes' pub here. It's been a while now since we were here.
The last time we recorded in Philly's, all of us together, was without Simon.
1987.
Neither myself or Omar were alive, any old bastard. Last time was with, I'd say it was with Jamie and Tommy in first week of January.
Season 2, episode 1.
Hitler's favorite beer. Hoffbrau.
The artwork is him in a...
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen. I'm just proving I do actually listen to the podcast. They accused of never listening to it earlier, so there you go, I do.
You've accused me of worse.
It's quite an off night in your...
It's not bad. A Wednesday...
They're just the three of us and no one else.
Yeah, and actually...
another person.
Something to ask you, Simon. Your first time on the Snugcast since we brought in microphones.
Yeah.
And you're not holding up a phone to your mouth. How do you feel? Awkward. Do you feel a bit naked?
I feel like I should take up smoking because I've got nothing to do with my hands.
Smoking or something else?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel more relaxed. I feel like I can take it easy, maybe...
Shoot the shit.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a bit weird though, isn't it? Like, it's a bit...
How cool does it feel to have a microphone clipped onto your clothes?
Yeah, I feel like a big deal. I noticed Owen's gone for two, so he's gonna shout over everyone.
Hello! The fucking table's a bit of a mess though, isn't it?
There's just wires everywhere. This episode will probably never get out because we'll probably end up spilling beer in the wires and ruining everything.
That'll be the end of it. Yeah.
But anyway, look, we'll get on to our main segment.
Already?
People only listen for the intro. Nobody's interested in our show talk.
As in our main intro segment, which is, what are you drinking tonight, DJ? What are you on?
I am on something that I was on a couple of weeks ago, and initially, actually, when we came here, so we had a pint before we started recording, as per, and I had a Rascals Yankee IPA, and then I went for a piss, and I came back down, and Orna got me this drink. Simon had one already, and it's a fantastic drink. So it's a collaboration between 8 Degrees Brewing with Bale Breaker in Washington, Revolution in Chicago, a 5.9% double dry hopped IPA. It is.
that was a long string of words there. I liked it though. I appreciate what you're doing though.
Putting in a bit of effort here, like, yeah. Trying to make it sound like the pros. 5.9% double dry hopped IPA. It is the Yellow Ball, 8 Degrees Brewing, triple collaboration with the two boys from the States. And again, I said this when we were on with, I think it was Smurf we were on with, and I was drinking this. Isn't it great that like Irish breweries are being reached out to and going to collaborations with like these massive craft breweries now that are really pushing on in Chicago and Washington and stuff like that. So yeah, drink that. Ireland could be really proud of, because it's lovely and it's limited edition once off collaboration.
Do you know, like fucking double dry hop, like what the fuck? That, like, oh, we need to go to a brewery.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like we absolutely like, do. But
we should learn some stuff.
So, yeah, no, do you know what I mean? Like that, like that's.
So we learn.
We should.
That.
Yeah, we should become educated. Like, but that's the thing. Like, this podcast is about shy talking, and we're literally shy talking about stuff we know nothing about. But you, I think, like Simon, you had some, and you can taste like there's a very dry finish. It's extra dry, so that's. I imagine that's what the double dry, and it is very hoppy. It is full of. Those fruity pungent flavours that hops deliver. So that's my take on it.
Hey,
I don't know
what Rastin's Brewing, they just gave us a little top choice message on Instagram there.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
An exclusive, what does it say?
Well, they said like you, I think you pull up a little photo there saying having a Yankee IPA on tonight's Snowcast. And they said top choice.
Yeah,
to us.
It was. Now, that being said, you did buy me a different drink then when we actually But I was on, I had two Yankee IPAs. Actually, I just got that notification pop up on my phone. Two Yankee IPAs. It's a fantastic drink. It's so session. That's a 4.3er. It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. It goes down a treat.
Beauty. So, like, what do you want?
I've no idea, mate.
In danger of bath.
Yeah, I'm on the in danger bath. I'm going to tell you about it in a moment. I'm just going to go back to what DJ was talking about there. So, the...
Yellow what?
The Yellow Ball, which is by Whiplash and a couple of American lads.
Yeah.
So, I saw it was called Double Hopped IPA. I was like, oh, it's probably one of those ones like 8% or something. You know, like they have, like, you know those ones that are double this and double, and it's always like 8 or 10%.
Craft,
like,
craft beers. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Craft beers. Like,
what? Crafty bastards.
Crafty bastards. Yeah. So, I was like, you know what? I like the sound of it, but I'm not able for an 8% beer tonight, so I'm not going to have that. But then, I actually read it, and it's not at all. So, I was thinking the double was going to be one of those double extra super
double strength, like.
But it's not at all. It's 5.9. It's still kind of, you know, strong enough kind of standard for
you're not having 10 of them, like, you
but
know.
I tell you what, absolutely delicious beer. It is, it's maybe my new favorite.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I know.
I tell you,
I need more microphones for that.
Yeah, exactly.
But Owen, you're a big fan of a brute IPA, like, you've had a couple of them. Do you remember we debated?
Yeah, I've never even heard of them except for listening to the podcast, which I did.
And they're quite dry, they're in like a, they're, like the one you had was based on champagne, and it was supposed to be like the champagne version of an IPA there
like
a couple of weeks ago.
Like a champagne.
Yeah, exactly. So it was brute IPA. But, yeah. I'm not familiar with champagnes now. I wasn't growing up posh like you. And it's very similar to that in terms of the dryness that you finish with.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's very nice.
What I found amazing with this is it, like, it's so fruity. You taste it. It's so fruity and juicy and full of flavour. But the finish is really dry.
Bang.
And
gone.
Quite bitter.
Yeah. And it makes you come back for more. Which
and
is, I suppose, a good business plan for anyone.
Exactly.
Make them want more.
Exactly.
So,
I heard another thing. You don't see it so much here in Ireland, but back in the UK, pubs that don't really have chairs and seats because it makes people drink quicker. It's a bit like that. That they've done with their beer. It's like their beer is like a pub with no seats. It just makes you drink more and more and more.
Or like the way in Dun Stores when it's busy to play fast music to get people out, but when it's not so busy to play slow music to keep people there to buy more things.
It's like that, but the beer never changes.
Yeah.
Actually,
or maybe that, I don't know, maybe
Tom Myers in towns like that, so they had no seats up the bar as well. So again, it's just like
Grady's Yard.
In after work, but they have a rake of seats around.
Fair point.
But yeah. Well, Tom Myers was like that, like literally straight in after work, you only have like two
and
points.
Yeah.
Gone, like,
but the difference with them. Tom Myers pub, what an amazing pub. The difference there is they were literally like two pubs and you go home, whereas say the ones in London will be like get you drinking quickly and because you're on your feet then you're like I have to do something and you just keep on drinking, like there's nothing else to do, you can't sit down and relax, you're just like I need to keep on.
It's like McDonald's in the 90s where they had those plastic seats.
Yeah,
remember like McDonald's
was kind of really uncomfortable.
Really uncomfortable. Yeah. So it was like,
do you remember when we went to that Man City West Ham match in the London Stadium there in February.
Terrible stadium, great match.
But good point.
Good point,
yeah. Yeah, do you remember we had the pint with those Belgian lads afterwards in that small little tiny pub in Westfield, is it? Westfield Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
And it was this tiny little microbrewery there at the very front. And we had a couple of pints with these Belgian lads and we completely blagged that we were someone famous, but we weren't.
Was that like a cafe football? No, wasn't it?
No, we went to cafe football a different time we were in London.
Anyway, let's
not get into our escapades. But when we went for that pint like that, like, but you know what? There's something really that I love about putting your pint down on a high table and you're standing up leaning on it and having a chat about football or a chat about something like that. It's really nice.
I actually love that about when it's like really really busy and like say there is only those kind of like high tables and you have to share a table with people and like you're just bound to like start chatting with people. Like,
there's this, I was in this really cool Irish bar once in Glasgow that was like that. It was just like four really long high tables in the bar and that was all that there was. So you ended up, everyone had to mix together and we ended up getting chatting a lot of Scottish people who would come from a Scottish football match. It was quite good. Like, Simon, what are you drinking? 4 minutes later.
I am actually drinking...
Endangered.
Tell you now, hang on. I've got this. Relax, I've got this.
It's better than Dave. Dave just admits it's he doesn't know.
Whiplash and Yellow Belly.
It is.
It's a collab.
It is.
Oration. It's delicious. That's the it looks awful, works. I'll be honest. I love both of those.
It's quite cloudy, yeah.
It looks, I was saying to the lads earlier, if somebody came in and gave me this urine sample, I wouldn't even bother dipping it. I would say, you have a urine infection. Here's some antibiotics. It looks desperate, but the taste is very good. I really, really like this a lot. It's not what I was expecting. Apparently, it's a Saison. Doesn't taste particularly like a Saison. It's fruity, it's fresh, and it's crisp. And then, I don't know if this is only me or not, but do you know if you drink an Erdinger, do you get a kind of funny banana-y taste of it?
I wouldn't say banana-y, but there's this funny lingering aftertaste, yeah.
Okay, so...
Are you talking about the fake banana? You know, there's like, as in banana ice cream.
Banana, like.
Yeah, it's got a little, and I like them. They're
actually very good, really nice, you can get real cheap ones in Tesco as well.
Yeah, so it's like they put a few of them in this. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this pint, actually. The last pint was my best ever. This is, yeah, good.
It's up there, yeah. It's really and nice. The Endangered Vap, that's in the 5% range as well. I'm trying to, I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's a very nice pint.
Could be anywhere between 5 and 5.5. I have 5.5 in my head, but I'm not sure off the top of my head. But it's really nice. I was on it in Grady's Yard there. A couple of months ago, and we did one of the podcasts with Dodd. Actually, I was on the Endangered Bat. I had 6 or 7 of them, and I wasn't going the next day. It was a really good drink. So, Owen, you're the host, but I'm going to ask you, what are you drinking tonight?
Cool. So, I'm on a pint of White Gypsy. I don't really know what it is. So, we're just going to go on to our main topic.
There's no debate, mate.
So, we're just going to go on to our main topic.
You're on the blue White Gypsy. not It's not the blonde, the other White Gypsy.
So, the main topic of the show is...
He was supposed to look it up, but he looked up corn.
corn on the knob.
Anyway, it was quick.
It was quick. Yeah. He was very quick at it, wasn't he? It didn't take him that long at all.
Yeah.
He followed me into the toilet a minute later. That wasn't an awkward silence.
We can edit that out, right? No, never.
We only edit the libelous stuff.
So, our topic of...
Can I just interrupt for a second? See with the new microphones, earlier I kind of... Do you know when you do a burp bit, like in your mouth?
Mm.
So like no one hears it.
No, it doesn't come out. We actually did a trial of that the first time we used it.
I hadn't considered it before when we've recorded, but tonight... I did, like, I don't know where...
I've doubled microphones,
and, like, they're, like, literally on the, like, the, you know, the vocal cord. The burp box.
This will tell you how...
Double B.
This will tell you how secretly Larry Owen must have been one of the recently times that we've recorded, because he actually did belch on one of them, and we had to listen back to see if he belched or not, and he doesn't remember.
That's not that, Larry.
I don't know what he's talking about. But anyway...
What are you drinking on?
I don't know.
He's on a White Gypsy anyway.
A White Gypsy Turpentine, I think it's called.
Does it taste nice?
Well, it starts with a G.
Delish, yeah.
So if just in case anybody listens to this and then comes into Philly Grimes, where would you find it? I know you can't remember what it's called.
Okay, so if you're at the top of Philly Grimes here, Wrap around the bar.
Like the road end as opposed to the car park end.
No, the car park end.
Car park end. Car park end. Okay.
That makes sense.
Confession.
Yeah, that's the top end. Like, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So there's
an Irish person.
There's a little area at the very, very end of the bar with like a kind of a kneeler, and it has a sign saying confessional above it.
Yeah.
Just underneath that, like, you know, a little blue symbol, white gypsy.
Perfect.
Either begins with a G or a T.
By the time you get it, probably won't be there anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
But
yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah.
There's a blue ring around the label anyway.
Yeah, it is. It is a blue label. But anyway, right. Moving on. Our topic of the night is fad diets.
Yeah.
Right. So, TJ, do you wanna take off? Do you have any?
Fuck! I'm gonna tear back into veganism. we covered that in January. Fad diets. Yeah. Look, as someone who isn't into fad diets, but definitely has a yo-yo diet.
Yo-yos are delicious.
Oh,
if only a yo-yo diet was healthy, you just eat yo-yos and nothing else all the time. That would be fantastic.
Actually, during primary school, right, for me anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like, these people came around to our primary school selling yo-yos, like into the classes. Like, did you have that?
No, I had someone come around in primary school trying to sell us weed. I'm not even lying. Like,
maybe it was called yo-yo, was it?
Mary Jane.
Yo-yo sativa.
No, I like the yo-yo diet. I'm a killer for it because I'll go harder training, I lose a couple of kilos, I'll get into a bit of good shape, and then I'll have 4 takeaways 4 days in a row, and I'm just terrible for it. And like, you know, if Mark was here, she'd tell you that, like, I go on lunch and I'd be having salads and stuff like that during the week, and then, like,
we shouldn't talk about Mark when she's not here.
No, she's definitely not here.
I miss Mark. I haven't seen her in ages.
Yeah. Oh, sure, look, you'll catch up with her sometime.
I don't miss her.
But the yo-yo diet, like, I'm a fucking absolute bastard for a yo-yo diet, and in terms of, I'd be really good 1 week, really bad the next week, and I think that's part and parcel of human life. Like, your diet does reflect your mood sometimes and your energy levels, and there's a serious counterbalance there that's always conflicted. But these fad diets where it's like, you know, ketone diet, or you only eat for a certain amount of hours a day. I know you were on about that recently, and that there's some actual evidence behind it, and we had a conversation, but like, I still think if you're hungry, your body's telling you that it needs something. And I always think, like, you know, as a relatively intelligent individual, and I say that relatively with capital letters and all the letters, you have to,
that's
like...
That's not how you should form a sentence.
Ah, yeah, but sure, look. That's why I said relatively. I think, like, you know, if you balance your diet throughout today, like, and you're fairly balanced, you can afford a takeaway, you can afford a few pints. But exercise is intrinsically linked. I think that there's a big issue with fad diets in that. I know from, say, relatives of mine that have gone on fad diets, people I know that have gone on fad diets, and yeah, you get amazing results for 10 weeks, and then all of a sudden that lifestyle isn't sustainable anymore. So you go back to your regular diet, and you end up 10 kilos heavier than you were before you even started a fad diet. And that's my big issue with it, is the sustainability and the capacity to maintain the weight that you achieve after the fad diet.
That's my big issue. I totally agree. So, like, I suppose for me, I know that in Sam McCauley's, I think it's like in the whole Southeast region or something, that like one of their like top sellers were like these diet pills.
Yeah.
Like, right. So first of all, a pharmacy selling like these diet pills is absolutely ridiculous. Like. But, like, second of all, it's, like, people trying to get these, like, quick losses, like, you know, as in... So, the thing about, like, a lot of those, like, tablets that are for fat loss are, they're like, fat binders. Like, you know, they prevent absorption of fat, like, is their main mode of action, right? So, like, they say on their, like, packaging that, like, for every, I think, £3... that you lose, the addition of this will lose an extra pound for you. Like, that's their thing. Like, it's not as if, like, taking these you will lose fat. So it is, as DJ was saying there, like, it is in addition with like exercise and stuff. So, like, you know, you do need to be losing weight in order to actually lose additional weight with them. Like, but like, I don't know, people, like, people are coming in to get this shit, like, you know.
Can I call bullshit on the science behind that as well, though? Because the main attribute
I'm not saying that this is factual. I know you're not,
but what I'm saying for the listeners, I'm saying is you go and take a fat binder, so binds the fat in your diet, but when your body takes fat from your diet into your body, what does it convert it to? It doesn't convert it to fat tissue, it converts it to cholesterol and other stuff. So that's why people have high cholesterol, whereas like the primary reason that a person has a high body fat percentage is not because of their fat intake through their diet, it's because of their sugar intake through their diet and processed sugars. And I know that's something that, like, probably Simon knows an awful lot more than we do, because he's got like the fucking proper background knowledge compared to us. But like, that was always my basic understanding of metabolism, was when you consume sugars, it's excess energy that's converted to fat tissue, whereas like actual fat, the fat component of your diet, while some of it is stored as fat energy because it's excess slow burning energy and we don't burn enough energy in a Western diet to get through it, a big fucking component of it is the fact that it's just this, like, it's actually mainly being converted to cholesterol, and that's causing like coronary artery disease and other kind of stuff. So like, there's this whole massive thing around fat diets where, like, there's a fat diet going around where it's like no carbs, high fat, high protein, and obviously that's not good for your heart. And then there's like, if you go excess carbs and sugars, then obviously that's not good for your sugar level. So like, it's just, any sort of extremism in dieting is absolute bollocks in my eyes.
Who else I'll have a go at? Personal trainers, right? Personal trainers who start taking an interest in like nutrition without
You're a physical trainer, not a fucking nutrition trainer.
Yeah, exactly, right? And they come along, and so like, I'm not going to name the person, but because I know they listen to this, right? But like, I know people who've gone to like these like fucking, what's it like, not Weight Watchers, but there's all these kind of new ones.
Slim and World and shit like that. I know people that go to Slim World.
Exactly, right? And it's all this like points shit and stuff, right? Yeah. But like, so say they have a thing where they have, tonight you're eating chicken pasta pesto dish, right, or whatever. And the person goes, I'm a vegetarian, right? So like, they use this app to like count calories, like, so like not like fucking your like nutritional benefit, but like just like counting calories, right? And they go, okay, we'll take out chicken. Okay, so what's the like calorific equivalent of chicken? Okay, it's 2 spoons of ice cream. So you're gonna have an ice cream pesto pasta tonight, like, you know. Like, they're like, they have a fucking, but like, they have a fucking notion, like, you know, it's like that's obviously that's an extreme, but like, it has been like literally like ingredients that have just like matched up to like to equate to a total calorific like quantity.
Yeah,
but
which
like
is bollocks.
But it's not it hasn't like summed up to a meal.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, it's actually not a meal at all. Like, you know, it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're having like tuna and like a tomato sauce and like it's fucking mental stuff. Like,
that sounds alright, actually.
Well,
do you mean ketchup or like a tomato sauce?
Oh yeah, but like, I don't know.
Which one do you mean, Owen?
Chef or Heinz?
What is it? Tomato pasada.
That's alright. That's it.
I don't know, but yeah, like, no. I don't know.
Simon, I can only imagine that you've got an awful lot of input into this.
Yeah. So the Snapcast have a thing of not telling the guest what they're going to talk about beforehand. And it's probably a good thing, because actually, I reckon I could talk for an hour about this.
We don't want you to talk for an hour, you've got about five, six minutes and then we're moving.
I'll try and kind of
then we're talking about horseshoes.
My passion.
Put your pants back on.
The things I couldn't tell you about horseshoes. I know what shape they are. I know what shape they are if you turn them the other way around. I know what animals they go on. I know a lot about horseshoes. So fad diets. So the...
I could talk about it for an hour, but I can't talk about it for 5 minutes.
Where do I start?
Fuck me.
Where do I start?
This fella.
Okay, so I see people all day, every day, who have various health problems. Nothing, not even necessarily, I suppose, my first thing is, when we talk about fad diets, everyone's always talking about weight. Like, weight is the thing. Like, weight is what everyone talks about with diets. Like, the only reason anyone ever talks about their diet is to do with their weight. And weight is important, but it's like, it's a small part of everything, you know?
It's basically, from a physics point of view, it's your relationship between your body and the ground. It's got nothing to do with your health.
Yeah. Now, yeah, there's a bit more to it than that, I suppose. As in, I suppose the more, you know, people have body image things,
yeah.
So fair enough. Some people weigh more or weigh less and they feel better or worse about themselves because of that. So that's the first thing. And then having a high BMI or being a heavyweight, particularly if it's made up more of fat, puts you at risk of certain things. Absolutely, that's entirely true. But it's like, that's 5% of like what makes somebody well or unwell.
Yeah.
I've made up 5%, but it's a small percentage. But like, maybe because it's something you can look at and you can see and you can think about and you can...
It's a tangible measure.
Yeah. Maybe it's because of that, I don't know. But it's like, how much you weigh and what size clothes you are is all that these fad diets really seem to think about.
Yeah, but target.
And
yeah.
That's all they
talk
about. It's like, oh, if you eat this food, you will weigh this much.
But
like,
can I use myself as an example for the point you're trying to make, Simon? Yeah, always. So say January. So at the end of December, January, when we were starting to do 5Ks, and I was just after a heavy December drinking, bad lifestyle, and I was... like out a bit, I had a bit of I wintered well, as we say.
Yeah.
What I weigh the exact same now, but I definitely don't take up the same room that I took up then.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because I'm training at the moment, stuff like that. I've added a good bit of muscle since then and lost a good bit of fat, but on a weighing scales I look the exact same. Whereas if you look at a picture of me doing 12 snugs versus what I look like now, there is a difference. Still the same face and shit.
I'd ride both of you.
You would, and I'd ride you anytime, but let's not get into that, Niamh, anyway. Actually, listen someday. but do you know what the point I'm trying to make is, like, when you stand on a weighing scale, it only tells you a small bit of, which is what you're trying to say, a small bit of
the
story.
It doesn't tell the story, does it? Exactly.
No.
But, like, having said that, obviously, like, of course it's important. It's important to the individual and, like,
and how they feel about themselves. There's a psychosocial aspect as well.
And it's important to... like risk factors for disease, and it's important in so many ways, but it's a tiny little percentage. So if you're talking about fad diets, I suppose loads of different fad diets will work because they all focus on cutting stuff out and restricting stuff. And if you restrict stuff, you'll probably lose weight. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, it depends what you restrict, I suppose.
Yeah, but like, I think
anyone who's in that mindset of like, I want to lose weight, I'm going to restrict a load of stuff, I'm thinking about this, they will probably lose weight. So when you go for a keto diet or you go for like whatever diet is you choose to go for, and there's like, there are so many out there and there have been and lots of diets have served people really well in the past. But usually if you're really careful about what you eat, whatever it is you restrict, you will probably lose a little bit of weight if you're following some kind of strict thing. But what people never think about, and like I find this when I'm working, is I say to someone, tell me about your diet, and they'll tell me all the things that they don't eat because they're trying to be healthy. But like,
what do you actually
eat? I don't really care. Like, if you eat all the right things and you eat plenty of it, and then you have a Mars bar once a day or once a week, maybe let's say once a week, that's a really healthy diet. Like,
it's like take
worry about what you do eat rather than what you don't eat. That's my opinion.
But take again, use me as the example first.
Always.
Last couple of weeks, I've been fairly good with porridge for breakfast, nuts and honey through it and stuff like that. And then I have my salad with mock at lunchtime, ciabatta on Thursday, always.
Always
ciabatta on Thursday. And then, but then like every now and again, I'll go for a pack of crisps at lunchtime because I'm saying like, I'm not doing any harm because I'm actually eating healthy all around this. As opposed to having all the shit and then having a packet of crisps, but cutting out a packet of crisps but still staying on the shit diet.
And the other
thing is,
it's
all about this fad.
If you say to yourself, I'm not going to eat any crisps, I've given up crisps, I hate crisps, crisps are the devil, all you're going to think about is crisps. All you're going to think about is crisps.
100%.
And do you know what you'll end up doing is, it'll be like 11 o'clock at night and you're going to eat 100 bags of bacon fries. I mean,
well, if Mark is listening to this, I reckon all three of us could easily polish off 100 bacon fries.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
And Marcus only a fraud.
I don't reckon there's an upper limit of how many bacon fries I could eat.
I reckon bacon
fries. I don't even remember the bacon fries we had tonight.
Hold on a minute.
Do you mean like?
Let's start a fad diet of just bacon fries.
Just bacon fries. Yeah.
Bacon
yeah.
fries, breakfast, lunch,
happy.
And dinner.
Die happy. We call it a die happy diet.
What I thought about when you were saying that was do you know what's like awful about like those fad diets and stuff is that they're all like marketed towards like you know you were saying like oh you know you'll lose weight if you cut it out for you know if you cut out these amount of like fucking well like cut out crisps or cut out whatever right but like all those kind of diets are like it's an 8 week program 6 week program right there's no follow on care there's no sustainability to that so like as you're saying like you know having a Mars bar once a week is fine right but these things are like Mars bar Mars bar are like the devil you know
I think she won't mind me saying this but when I was living with Sonia she went personal training with this one particular individual who did out this meal plan for her that she had to strictly follow and it was very inflexible and by the end of it she was miserable mentally because even though she lost the weight or whatever and it just wasn't sustainable and she wasn't happy in herself and she had lost the weight and stuff like that and she actually went to a different trainer a couple of months later who was very engaging and very much like you can enjoy something you can enjoy something once a day you've worked hard you've gone to the gym you've earned it and all of a sudden she was enjoying it a lot more she got the exact same results if not better but she wasn't confined to like eating 4 strawberries for dinner or something stupid like that do you know what I mean and absolutely starving her body of nutrients that she needed that actually she needed to fuel her mind to do her job if you get me so like I think there's a lot of people who are uneducated in the whole on this kind of stuff that follow another person who's done that and think that's a good example to set whereas like in the broader sense there needs to be more vigilance around what is actually healthy and what's not healthy
100% and like I feel a bit bad there because you know I mentioned keto diet for example you mentioned it like as if keto is like
bad or something but.
Keto diet is fine like people do well on keto diet and for some people it suits them really well and that's it's actually really good if it's done really well say veganism like you mentioned it before and you had a go about veganism like so like I haven't got an issue with veganism remotely okay
nor do I actually
but like somebody said to me before like if you ever say something and there's a but then you can kind of ignore the bit that you say before it because you're gonna then you know if you say I like you but and then you, whatever then you're slagging the person But so with veganism, if you're
that was a jig on you.
No, it was a jig, it actually wasn't. But like, say if you're
it's fairly accurate. If
it actually
it's a
wasn't.
Jig on me, like.
It actually wasn't. So, well, yes, think about it. Yeah,
I like you.
Say,
but.
Yeah,
it's funny. Say if you're a vegan, right, and you're a vegan because you have moral issues with eating creatures. That like, I totally fine. I get that and understand why you do it and that's you and you should do you and that's really good and you're probably a better person than me for doing that. But if you're a vegan because you think in some way that's healthy, like all you're doing is you're restricting yourself. Again, like why can't you eat a diet which is like full of healthy vegetables and fruits and all those kind of things and also full of healthy meats and fishes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like I feel like after Christmas into the new year, like I keep an eye on this stuff a little bit on social media and stuff. Veganism became this like
it was because of January
but like
for January
however you want to say it like vegan
it sounded a lot more
vegan
feminine.
January however you want to say
but
what they call that
I
found out I actually thought like that's ridiculous like,
I've gone a bit extreme on veganism here in this exact pub about 3 months ago whereas actually my full take on veganism is fair enough if you're doing it for the moral reasons and whatever but if you're I'll put it this way, you can't underestimate the intelligence of a human being. In that, I know full well what. But you like say for example, I know the climate impact of, you know, raising a cow for food or whatever, but also the fact that like you know a lot of these corn products are produced in like. Chemical environments. If they're produced in factories that produce chemical emissions as well, so like you can't be on a high horse saying I'm a vegan and then go into Tesco and buy a load of corn burgers when they're probably fucking produced synthetically in a chemical lab and they're emitting fucking twice the amount of CO2 as Well, maybe not twice the amount, because in fairness, because we met last year.
They fought a lot.
Yeah. Trust me, we were in this pub.
Biggest methane producer in this pub, I'd say.
Probably. we were sat just about fucking 12 feet away from where we are one day, and I was late because I literally was up to my knees in the couch. No, I was up to my knees. You were fucking delighted you got that thing, weren't you?
Happy with that.
But anyway, let's move on from flat diet to one.
Grand.
What's next on the agenda?
Right, so to move on there from fad diets, we're going to move on to our next topic of the night, which is takeaways. So, DJ, what is your favourite ever, or like, what's your favourite regular, I suppose, takeaway?
I'll answer both.
Yeah, good.
Because this is a topic of that I'm fairly passionate about.
Yeah.
I do love a good takeaway.
Hence the yo-yo.
Yeah, hence exactly. Like, this week I'm on a good week's diet, but next week I'll be doing heavy takeaways. my favourite regular takeaway, so the thing with living in Waterford is there's a limited enough offering of takeaways. The most recent one I had, actually, which I hadn't had in a couple of years, was the Cambo Chinese on Dunmore Road. Ooh.
Is that good? I heard about it.
So, I've had... A couple of years ago, I got one, and it was okay-ish. But actually, I got the shredded chicken, shredded chili chicken, salt and pepper there out of it, but fried it with egg fried rice the other day, and it was the business. It was very good. So I do think that from a takeaway point of view, the traditional Irish chipper, that's just like chips and burgers and sausage and stuff like that, well, they're fine. And while we did record a podcast in one that will never ever be published at Christmas time, they're grand, but like, they don't stand up to an Asian takeaway. Like, let's call it spade a spade. Like, Thai and Chinese food is an awful lot better in a takeaway scenario than a hip of fucking Spuds shaped and a burger. So I'd be a big fan of the Asian takeaways. My favourite regular takeaway is TJ Thai's Spice Box. I love a Spice Box, but the issue I have with fucking TJ Thai at the moment is it don't seem to be on Marvin or Just Eat, so I can't just order it. And my take on takeaways is, you're too lazy to cook, you're too lazy to collect. I'm not fucking going anywhere to collect a takeaway.
Oh, yeah,
deliver to my gaff, yeah. Or fuck off with yourself.
Yeah.
So if I can't get you on Marvin or Just Eat, you can go shite in a bucket. So
I've heard that before.
You've never heard shite in a bucket? And we know each other how long?
Yeah,
I say it a lot. I've said it about you a lot. So yeah, TJ Thai Spice Box isn't bad.
Jason Mocking never heard that one before.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, she definitely has. I say that I'm working off a lot. So I'd be a fan of the TJ Thai Spice Box.
Where's that now?
What? TJ Thai. It's right next door to Tully's.
Here in Waterford?
Yeah.
It's good, is it?
Yeah, it's good.
TJ Thai.
My favourite takeaway of all time, though, is in Cork, and it's Casey's.
Oh, yeah.
Casey and Sons, bunch of Jehovah's Witness lads, sound bunch of lads.
Yeah.
They do Creole, most of their stuff is Creole based. It's really off label, kind of not your run of the mill takeaway. But fuck me, they do the Casey, which is
their King Creole.
The King Creole. It's pit of bread, chicken marinade and Creole sauce, Creole mayo, chips and lettuce in a pit of bread. And it's fucking amazing. With a chicken Bombay. Special burger and a flame pig in the Spuds. Now that is a feast. That's fucking basically what
that's
that
everything
is.
That they do. Basically. Can I have everything that you do?
A bit of that. It's a place that is, it's a tiny little,
except the vegan option.
It's basically a hole in the wall to order out of, and they actually had to install a camera and put up on their website so you could see the length of the queue, because the queue gets so big. It's amazing. I'm a fucking big fan of Casey's. Honourable mention for Dino's chips, because they're really good, and they're only in Cork. Cork has some really good takeaways, but KFC's my favourite all time, and TJ Thai Spice Box is my favourite at the moment that I'm regularly ordering because I don't live in Cork.
Good stuff.
I love a takeaway. Fuck me, you hit one of my passion nerves there.
Yeah. I suppose for myself, look, I know you were saying about like say like the like Chinese or like the Asian takeaways are like better than the Irish, but like
Saudi MSG.
Yeah, but like you have to say something about like a good chip, like just chip.
A good chip,
phone,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I never think like burgers and stuff in takeaways are anything good, like really, like, you know.
Compared to a good restaurant burger, like it's not. No. But I did give a shout out to Dino's. Like, they do a good chip.
Exactly, but like yeah, so chips are good, right? Then you have like scallops, right?
Ah, yeah.
Right.
They're called fritters in Cork, by the way.
Fritters, yeah.
Are they called scallops anywhere except Waterford?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think so. I've never seen them. Because scallops anywhere else are the seafood.
Like variety. The expensive seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, anyway, these are just kind of like these...
Bit special.
Fried, like, batter.
Fried battered potato slices.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's exactly as good as it sounds.
But they're not even... Yeah, because they're like a mashed potato kind of slice. But, like,
it's almost like Waterford decided after the Great Famine... We're going to glorify the potato in the most unhealthy way possible.
Exactly,
so they deep fried it in batter.
Exactly. And then you have like battered sausages, like
bars,
you know,
yeah.
Like
battered Mars bars.
Yeah. You know, there's things to be said about the chipper, like, you know, as in like
it's not like anything deep fried and battered.
Exactly, exactly. I suppose, yeah, God. I probably would have said KC's. KC's in Cork is in Douglas is top quality.
It's
like
unbelievable. Like.
I think
we should do a road trip there. We should do a. We should go to a pub in Douglas, do a snugcast, and then get KC's.
Yeah, and there's like Lennox's as well. There.
Jackie Lennox's, yeah.
Jackie Lennox's in Cork, another quality chipper. The only thing I didn't like about Lennox's was that your man inside in there was like trying to act like Billy Big Balls inside in there, right? So like the queue would be like about, you know, 20 deep, and he'd be like, "What are you having?" And, you know, he'd be like, "Oh, I'll have a, you know, chip and a cheeseburger." And he goes, "Okay, what are you having?" You know, like, "Oh, chip and two batter sausages. What are you having?" Right? So he'd go through and he wouldn't be taking down anything, and he'd try to like recount everything, like, you know, it's like I know fucking everyone.
There'd be lads in here, he'd be taking orders from any Max pub across the road.
Yeah. And then like when you get to the top, they're like, "And what are you having?" And like then they're just like shoving a fucking chip in a thing.
And like, do you know what I used to love about Jackie Lennox's though? Is like
that joke was so funny, you could almost hear a woman laugh.
With a Kerry twinge. The thing I used to love about Jackie Lennox is you'd be a student, you'd have no fucking money, and for €1.45 you get a cheese and onion pie and they throw a scoop of chips in, so it's basically a full meal for €1.45.
I wonder does that happen anywhere else, but like in Ireland the way you go, like, "Oh, like I'll have like a cheeseburger or whatever in a chipper," and they just like get a little shovel of chips and just like
it's like a seasoning of chips. It's like Salt Bae but with chips coming out of his hands.
I love it. So I saw today, it's not takeaways, but just I was thinking about when you said about that. So I was in Billy Burke's getting some food. Billy Burke's is a fantastic fishmonger in Waterford.
That reminds me, I need to get some mackerel from your granduncle.
I said they're giving them away, they always are.
So good, like, I love, like, you just go into Billy Burke's and it's just, like, sawdust just fucking everywhere. It's so old school, like, it's amazing.
You know, I was in there a few weeks ago, right? You're talking about scallops.
Yeah.
So I used to work on a fish counter in Waitrose back in the day when I was 16. I used to do an 11-hour shift on the fish counter, and then I go out on the lash. And
for another shift.
I wonder why I couldn't.
And you used to smell like fish. You smell like fish in the bottom.
I wonder why I couldn't pull a bird. But 11 hours on a fish can, you'd be pungent after that. So I went in a few weeks back, and there were these amazing looking scallops. Scallops are expensive. I haven't bought a scallop in years because they're expensive. So I was like, out of interest, I was like, "Oh, listen, how much would like 6 scallops be?" Maybe it was Valentine's Day, so maybe that's why Annie likes a scallop.
Like, she does.
£6. It's like, are you serious?
What?
Like
For six?
For six. They charged me £6 for 6 scallops. So it would have cost me £3.50 per scallop. Back like when I was 16, that was
Brexit,
20,
man.
20 years ago. I hate to admit Brexit, that was 20 years ago.
Brexit has devalued the scallops.
What? How much would it cost you back then?
£3.50 per scallop. 20 years ago.
Or, so 21 quid.
Alright, okay.
It got £6 for 6 scallops. I could not believe it.
But anyway, what's your favourite takeaway?
Oh, like, why'd they get into that? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what I was saying about that. Because, like, Mrs. C, Annie, she wouldn't be into, like odd food, right? She'd be kind of, you know, traditional. But she always tells a story. When she was young, she used to go to Billy Burke's and, like, they'd be buying a fish. And they'd give her, like you were saying about the chips there, they'd give her a free bag of cockles that she'd eat in the car on the way home. Stop. And I was always like, what are you talking about? Like what kind of a child eats cockles? I've never heard of that before, ever. But I was in there today, and a woman ordered, like, this and that and the other. And she was like, oh, and just a few scallops, a few cockles. And the woman, like, knew exactly what she was talking about and gave her, like, just a little kind of a quarter of a thing, a little bag full for the little boy. And the little boy's there in front of me just, like, chucking the cockles into him like it was a bag of bacon fries.
Oh, man.
I was
did you offer it? You have to.
Oh, no, I didn't. I was actually going to, and then I was like, oh, yeah, like, she might charge me.
I'm not, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, this little, like, eight-year-old kid just, like, horsing into the cockles. And Annie used to do the same. So it's obviously a thing over there that, like,
wow.
Yeah, I was well impressed with that. I like that. But that's not a takeaway, and it's completely irrelevant to what you're talking about there.
So what is your favourite takeaway?
So at the moment, I go bell pepper. I really like bell pepper.
Yeah.
It's for the flavour, and it's really tasty, and it would be entirely unhealthy, and I don't know. It's delicious. I really like that one. And then Kyoto as well, here in Waterford, Kyoto, do a decent takeaway. My only problem there is I'd always get the bento box if I go in there. And I feel like it doesn't travel as well as if you just kind of have it fresh and eat it. And that's probably the same with pretty much everything.
In fairness, Kyoto set up an arcade in stores on a Wednesday and they do a bento box then. So I've only ever eaten basically the bento box just after I got it.
Yeah.
And it's usually lovely. Like, you know, I know Mock loves the bento box on a Wednesday. If she was here, she'd speak up for the bento box.
Mock in a bento box. She'd fit in a bento box. but you know, the bento box in Arkeen isn't as good as a bento box if you go to Kyoto.
Is it not? No, I've never actually been in.
That's a great restaurant.
It's next to Emiliano's or something.
Yeah, like it's just up that way. It's really good.
Let's go there for some scran sometime.
Big fan of that. Yeah.
Very good. So you're a bell pepper Kyoto man.
Yeah.
Do you still get the, like? I wonder, like, do like those takeaways get like as much business from them posting menus in the doors?
I get fucking heaps of them.
Like
and
so
I'm sorry,
many.
But like,
bell pepper has, like, I say I've gotten about four bell, like, pepper menus.
They must be out,
like,
of money.
But
yeah,
but I put it this way,
they're,
right?
Luxurious.
Yeah,
well.
No, yeah.
Like, what a colour.
Like, I make it like this.
They're vibrant.
Me,
yeah, I've never once
a calendar.
Yeah,
but I've never once got one of them menus. I never once got one of them menus in the letterbox and ordered something from it.
I know, yeah.
It's basically, I go on to Just Eat or Marvin and I'm like, what's nearer to me that delivers?
Yeah.
And then I'll suss up the menu.
Charge?
See, I'd be the opposite. I'd love a pay box. I can sit there and I don't like scrolling through and it takes days. I'd do it your way, but only because Mrs. C would always been the ones that come through the letterbox. And I was like,
I'll be honest,
bell pepper.
When I lived
and
in,
I can't find the thing because she's always binned it.
When I lived in Tower Village in Cork, you'd get the odd one in. And I'd keep them in this little tray under the coffee table in the sitting room. So then the odd time then, like, before, like, phones or that, like, do you know, everything was done on your phone.
Phones
then.
Yeah.
So I'd whip out one then the odd time and be like, actually, that looks all right.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I was living next to a Thai restaurant at the time. So, like, anytime I was starving, I'd just, like, ring up and be like, hey, Ronaldo, guess what number 27 there? I'll be up for 50 minutes.
You know you've kind of made it when, like,
you know them personally.
You say hello and they're like, oh, DJ, how's it going?
Number 27.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't even have to actually say...
Like the way I don't even need to order coffee in Arkeen anymore. It's just ready when I go in. Like.
Exactly. You turn up and
shout out to the lads.
Wave from the back. There was a pub where I used to live in Twickenham called The Tup. And it used to be...
The what?
The Tup. Do you know what a tup is, by the way?
No.
Tup. Do you know what a tup is?
It sounds very British.
Mock isn't here, but if Mock was here, do you think he'd know what a tup is?
No,
so
I don't think so. She's from Kerry.
It's actually not remotely interesting. It's a neutered sheep. Like a sheep who's had its testicles removed. So this pub is called The Tup. It was a great pub, an unbelievable pub. And on match day, like, well, actually every Saturday was chaos. It was all good. Before they did the 24-hour drinking, they used to have a late license, and so everyone would end up in there. It was a brilliant pub like that. And then unfortunately, when the whole thing about late licenses in the UK came out, they were like, well, we've already got one, so we won't bother applying. and they lost their late license and everyone else got one, and that was the death of the tup.
Yeah.
It's very sad. But I used to walk in there and I'd kind of give a wave from like five rows back, and then a pint would like make its way into my hand. It was amazing. I used to love it in there.
Ah, brilliant.
Oh, so that's beautiful. So here, lads, we've had an amazing episode tonight talking about...
I'd give it 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
You would, but you're a fussy.
Between 6 and
you're
9.
You're a fussy.
Between 6 and 9.
Yeah.
A 6 and a 9 next to each other.
Yeah.
Merged.
I'd give it 69 out of 10.
Inverted, yeah.
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 But anyway, guys, look, thanks a million for listening tonight. As always, if you can rate us on Apple Podcasts, we're available also on Spotify, Pocket Cast,
Podcast Addict, Podcast Overcast, Addict, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio Public, all the main sources for podcasts. Also, if you could share us on social media as well, that'd be really appreciated. And as well as that, now we've got a first YouTube video coming out soon. We're not going to give a specific date because we're not au fait with the old editing of it too at the moment, but hopefully it'll be out later the week that this podcast is coming out. If not, it'll be out the week after. If you could subscribe to us on YouTube, it's Snowcast on YouTube. We've no videos up yet, but we're hoping to get the first video out next week. And again, something else that we've got down the line is we are submitting our profile to Patreon. So hopefully we'll have a Patreon account that you can contribute to if you're interested in. Basically, if people want to contribute to us on Patreon, it means that we can do more stuff, we can get better equipment. So we're using the microphones with more than two of us
more
for the first time tonight.
More pints. Yeah. We will get more pints.
But basically, this is our first episode using microphones. It's not just been me and Owen. We've used a splitter, and we basically we're funding all this ourselves. So if anyone would like to contribute, if you contribute to the Snowcast, I guarantee you we'll pay for the pints ourselves. It'll go towards equipment, festivals and stuff like that, so we can get
Patreon. Does that mean like
Patreon is a is
money,
so,
cash.
Yeah,
cash
so
money,
Patreon is an app or a web page that you can actually donate.
We just get a rake of money, like.
Yeah. So basically, we view ourselves as artists. So it's a paying artist.
It's tax free, right?
only the first 50,000 is tax free. I don't anticipate we get more than that. So lads,
we'll pay for the rejuvenation.
So keep an eye on Patreon. If you come across us on Patreon, you like what we do, please donate to the Snowcast. It'll all go towards the betterment of the podcast. It'd be brilliant. I'm sure Mark will donate to us. So lads, Owen, you hosted tonight. I missed you last month. It's been brilliant. Brilliant doing another Snowcast with you, as always. Simon, thanks a million for coming on. Bach, thanks for sitting in the background and putting up with our shite for tonight. Lads, been a Snowcast, Owen.
Goodbye.
Armoured cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind them and behind the wire.
Goodbye.
Fuck me again.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.